Hello, everybody. Welcome. I'm just going to unmute the line so we can hear everybody's voices. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So
hi
crazy.
There.
Hi. Let's dive in. Let's get started right away. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side. Just as always, we're going to start with an opening centering meditation. I want to invite you to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. Just allowing your awareness to drop all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet and into the earth. And just with each breath, letting go of any need to know any of the answers to any of the questions of your life, the who, the how, the when, the where, the what, the why. And just getting deeply present to your inner experience. Just checking in with yourself, letting go of the day. Checking in with yourself, extending loving kindness to yourself. Extending appreciation to yourself. And just becoming aware of the incredible resources that you have cultivated in your life as the adult woman that you have become. The capacity for choice, for freedom, for wisdom. Tapping into that deeper source of wisdom in yourself today. And moving into a place of receptivity, moving into a place of listening, connecting to this deeper, wider center where you can know that you're already a part of an energy and intelligence in life that's bigger than you. With each breath, letting go of any need to know any of the answers to the questions that you have been living with, and just moving into a place of trust, of openness, of listening. And becoming aware of the power of this circle and the support that you have in your life, knowing that you're not alone, knowing that the challenges that you're experiencing on the path to your destiny are not personal problems. The struggles you have are not personal struggles. And that as we come together in our circle today, we amplify our power, we expand our capacity, and we create a space for exponential change, impact, evolution, and power as we stand with and for each other to realize nothing less than the greatest possibility of our lives. And we dedicate our time together today to unleashing our power in even greater ways to go for the fullness of our destiny. And we say yes and thank you. And so it is, and so it shall be. So welcome, everyone, if you've just joined us. This is Claire, and I'm really excited to be with you tonight for our teaching session on authentic confidence and how you can discover the tools to release fears, self-doubt, and cultivate an unshakable trust in yourself. And I would add, and in life as well. I think those two are really deeply connected. So courage is a big thing. Confidence is a big thing. But I want to start off by sharing actually a quote that my good friend Allie Brown, something she said in an interview I did with her a couple of years ago, and I think it really speaks to and frames out the conversation that we're in about confidence today. She says, "Our courage has not yet caught up with our opportunity as women. Our courage has not yet caught up with our opportunity as women." And so what does she mean by that? So our opportunity as women is so big in this moment. No other generation of women in the history of the world could have imagined an opportunity that is as big as the one that stands before us now. We are free, we are liberated to pursue our own self-actualization and self-realization. For those of us who are in this conversation about destiny, we are free to pursue and cultivate this higher calling. We are free to have the most meaningful relationships any generation of women has had. We are reinventing what it is to be a woman in every area of our lives. And, we have the opportunity to have a global impact thanks to the internet and thanks to technology. For the first time in history, or never before in history, has the opportunity for our voice, our gifts, our creativity ever been as big as it is. And I was sharing some research in one of our sessions last year, the Harvard professors who created the research on the book Connected just basically said all of us are in a sphere of influence with 1,000 other people without even realizing it. That's the average person in terms of our networks. And so there's a way, the opportunity for us to impact, to influence, to experience, to create prosperity that's aligned with our values, our creativity, our gifts, our relationships. It's so big. However big you think it could be or it is for you, I would multiply that by 1,000. The opportunity is so big. And so what is it that holds us back? What holds us back from being able to step forward and to meet the opportunity of this moment that we have? So research from Lean In to Brené Brown's research on women and shame, to the new book that came out, I think, last year on the confidence gap, how men and women relate to these things differently, all point to the same thing. And that is that, for those of us who are privileged to be in this conversation, the greatest thing that holds us back are our fears, our insecurities. They keep us in the shadows. They keep us playing small. They keep us missing the opportunity of this moment, which I think in itself speaks to deep down the anxiety that we can feel that we're off course, right? So it's like, how does this show up in our lived experience? We feel this incredible sense of possibility. We feel also paralyzed at times by fears, by insecurities, and then we feel the anxiety of not being able to reconcile those tensions and step forward and meet the opportunity of this moment. So what's really interesting about all of the recent research about confidence and what holds us back in this way is that it really depersonalizes a lot of these. We think these fears and insecurities that we have that keep us playing small, that hold us back, are really personal. But what's being revealed by this research is that it's much more to do with our collective conditioning as women and the role that women have had in society and culture previously inside our evolutionary past up until now, you know, than men. And it's kind of very interesting to see this through that lens. So tonight, I want to invite you to join me to step back and begin to see your fears and insecurities in a new way, and then look at, you know, what the where we need to go to find our power as women, because it's different to just going where men have gone to find confidence, to find certainty, because that old way of holding power and confidence doesn't actually work when it comes to the agenda that we now have as women, which is a different kind of agenda than just having power in the world that it is. You know, to be able to self-realize, to self-actualize, we can't just fake it and go into a false kind of certainty. In many ways, because of the, I would say, you know, there's something powerful in where, you know, in the way that women have, you know, experienced our insecurities, because in a lot of ways we're actually a lot more in touch with what we don't know and what we're not certain and where we don't feel confident than men. And in that way, that can actually be an advantage in the realm of creative actualization, spiritual realization, if we can find a new way to source power with it. So a lot of those old ways that have been modeled by men or by culture of being able to step forth and assert, they don't feel authentic, they don't feel real, and they're not even really going to be effective when it comes to the ability to create the things that we do. So we're going to talk about what is the pathway to being able to free ourselves and to cultivate the sense of unshakable trust so that we can step forward and step out and have the courage to be visible, the courage to take action, the courage to shine our light and move on. So we ready for that today? Yes, we'll just unmute the lines. Yes, we're ready to dive into that. Okay. Okay, and this is, you know, what's exciting about this community is, you know, we really are doing this on behalf of all women everywhere. You know, for those of us who have the privilege to be in this conversation about our destiny, our self-actualization, you know, we are pushing the edge. We are evolving these structures in consciousness really on behalf of all women and seizing the opportunity that we have to evolve, to self-express, to co-create is part of, you know, one of the ways that we can really honor the privilege that we have in this world is showing up and going all the way with that opportunity. So what holds us back? A couple of things that I want to share. This is just from the research. You might already know this, but I was reading this recently that a man only needs to feel 20% certain of his facts and his research to be able to voice an opinion with a lot of confidence, whereas a woman needs to feel 85% certain to be able to, you know, kind of voice her opinion with the same kind of confidence and certainty. You know, when a professional endeavor goes wrong, women are much more likely to blame themselves, yet when something goes right, they credit circumstances. We credit circumstances. We credit other people with our success. And studies show that men do the opposite. We are much more likely to be perfectionists. We will hold ourselves back from applying for a new job or asking for a raise or putting ourselves out there with our offers if we're entrepreneurs or coaches or teachers until we're 100% sure that we can successfully deliver on the opportunity or the thing that we are applying for, or you know, we can do it. Whereas men only need to be 50% sure that they can deliver, that they can do the job to apply for it or deliver on the offer if they make it to somebody and charge money for it. Women are a quarter as likely as men to negotiate a raise. We doubt that our opinions really matter. We begin sentences with, I don't know if this is right, but. We're prone to a lot more rumination, which really causes us to overthink and to overanalyze a lot of things. One of the biggest differences between young women and young men is when you say, when an employer in the workplace will say, I want you to take on this extra responsibility, this invariably gets met with this sense of, do you think I'm ready? But when it's given to a man, we'll say, a man will say, how high, how fast, and when do I start? So what's been really made clear by the research is that both confidence and but that confidence is actually as important to professional success as competence is. Right? So, a lot of us are, we are way more competent than we give ourselves credit for. I think the thing that's really liberating by reading all of this science is to begin to recognize that the feelings that we have of insecurity, the feelings that we have of fear, the places that we doubt our own competence are not necessarily real, and they're actually a sign. They're actually a way in which we have been kind of what we've been inside of collectively as women. So if you think about men throughout history have had the task of having to deal with massive amounts of uncertainty, right? So going off to battle. Like being a breadwinner or going off to battle, failure is not really an option. And so the kind of adage of having to really fake it, having to really fake confidence when you don't feel confident, when you don't feel competent, having to fake confidence when you don't feel competent has been something that again it's not a bad or wrong thing, but by the functions and roles that men and women have played in culture. We've developed very differently. So, men have developed this way of expressing a lot of confidence even when they don't feel competent, which you can imagine really has served men well in being able to provide for their families and being able to, face the terror of the battlefield. So, whereas women's roles in really being able to nurture nurture the family and kind of nurture the home and the hearth. We haven't had to deal with a lot of those situations that require us to step out and do things that are outside our zone of competence before. And the context that we're in at the moment, where we are, really to realize your destiny, to what we're feeling called to is to self-actualize, it's to self-realize, right? We have a higher spiritual calling. We want to actualize our creative potentials. We want to become the butterfly from the caterpillar. We want to realize that higher possibility. So, this is the first time in history that women have been free to pursue this higher calling, this journey, this heroine's journey of self-actualization, where we are stepping out beyond the edge and we are, kind of really outside of our comfort zones and having to be the one to stand alone and express our voice, express our vision, to be able to lead, and that the nature of being a self-actualizing woman is to be living out beyond our edge. And so and it's really normal. This is what I want to underscore. It's really normal for any well-adjusted person, let alone a well-adjusted woman, to feel a lot of insecurity and fear and uncertainty when you're out beyond your edge. right? So the nature of the task of what we're called to calls us to be living out beyond our edge. And it's normal and natural for any well-adjusted person to feel fear, to feel insecurity. And so I think we want to just name that to begin with. And I think when we see someone or when we see another woman, let alone another man who has a lot of confidence, when we see other men, when we see other women who are showing up and expressing, you know, in the way that, you know, we might feel called to, what we do is we project a level of internal confidence onto that person that they most always don't have. So if you were to ask any person, if you were to ask any person or any woman who is doing the thing that you feel called to do, that you think, you know, what it looks like to you is that they just have it all together, they're totally confident, they don't have any fears or insecurities, right? We project that is what it must feel like to be able to show up in these, you know, and take these actions in these really confident ways. But if you really talk to that person, what you'll find is that they feel totally insecure. They don't feel like they necessarily know what they're doing, whether it's giving a talk or launching a business, that they have self-doubts, that they are, you know, kind of trying to, you know, kind of trying to, you know, but there's a way that they have, what they have discovered is a place to be placing their attention that enables them to move forward and enables them to show up and take the action they need to take to be able to create the future of their lives and impact others with their gifts. In spite of all of the uncertainty and the insecurity, that is the nature of what it is to be living on the edge of something, on the edge of your own zone of competence. So most of us, we're looking for a much higher degree of a feeling of confidence than we're ever going to have in order to be able to take those actions that are going to drive the future, right? So we're looking for a much higher degree of confidence, or a feeling of confidence, and a feeling of confidence that, you know, we need to be able to act. So that's the challenge, and that's, you know, so that's the challenge. So we're at this place whereby, you know, we need to shift and we need to rethink, you know, what authentic confidence is, and, you know, how do we know when we're ready, right? Because on the one hand, insecurity and fears can be a very humble sign that we aren't yet competent to be able to take actions. And on the other side of the coin, you know, we kind of we've been trying to wait for a much greater feeling of competence than we need to really be ready to be able to move forward. So this is what we're holding, and this is what we want to find, and this is what we want to be working with today. So I want to start off tonight with this session and this kind of 30 days that we're going to move into, just inviting you to consider a couple of questions. You know, the first being, you know, really, you know, kind of where is fear and insecurity holding you back in your life? Where is fear, like, what's at stake for you in this conversation about confidence? And where have, you know, where are your fears and insecurities holding you back? We're going to start there. And the second question is just to look at what, you know, what are your assumptions about confidence? What have they been up until now? What have your assumptions about confidence been up until now? So, you know, to feel confident, you know, to be able to step forward, to be able to act, you know, I need to feel certain that I can step forward and succeed. You know, I need to feel 85% certain, whatever that means. So, so we're going to move into breakout groups. And if you're listening in online, I want to encourage you just to take this few minutes to journal together. So we're going to move into breakout groups of four right now for those of you who are listening in on the phone. And I want to encourage you to dial in. I want to encourage you to dial in if you are listening in on the phone. I'm sorry, if you're listening in online, or you can quietly journal and reflect. And we're going to move into breakout groups of four. And I want to invite you just to give your attention to your small group here just for the next 10 minutes. Introduce yourself and just share about, you know, what is it that's at stake for me in this conversation about confidence? Where my fears and insecurities are holding me back? And what are my current assumptions about confidence? Where have I been sourcing my confidence from? What's my experience? Where am I? Myself, my own relationship to confidence, the challenges that I have, my assumptions about confidence. So just taking 10 minutes, introducing yourself with your partners, starting now. Okay, so we're just going to come to a pausing place in our conversation. So I want to invite you just to, we're just going to pause. We're going to mute the lines. Okay, so I would love to hear from a few of you just to give voice to what it is that's at stake for you in this conversation about confidence. Just press one on your keypad. One on your keypad if you can share with us. Okay, let's hear from Janet. Hi, Janet. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Claire. I'm calling from New York.
Great. What's at stake for you in this conversation about confidence? Where are fears or insecurities holding you back?
Oh, in a lot of places. I'm also in mastery. And when I saw this email come today about confidence, I thought, this is a key. For something for this week. And so, interestingly enough, one of the girls in our group used the word permission, about giving ourselves permission. And I thought it struck me so profoundly because I think, and I shared this in the group, was we're kind of waiting, you know, just hear the word permission, you know, we have to give ourselves permission. And it, like, was a light bulb that went on because I realized that that's what I do. I'm still waiting for somebody to give me permission for me to excel and choose to live my destiny and do the things that I want to do, because somewhere deep down inside there, it's my own lack of courage that I tend to blame outwardly instead of really looking at it internally. But it has to do with permission. So it's going to be something I'm going to be working on for the next 24 to 36 hours because it really has a lot to do with permission.
Wow. So what you realize is that, you know, you're being held back by fears. You're being held back by insecurities. You're waiting for permission. And what's at stake in you not having permission? What are the things that you would like to have permission to do?
Well, I'm working on my project. I find that there's an inner hesitation to speak of it, except with a couple of people that are very, very close to me. I'm judging myself that, you know, what if I fail and, you know, and then I look stupid. So these are issues that really have to do with me internally. I want somebody to give me approval. And I know from all this work, you know, for a long time now in feminine power and otherwise, that I really don't need to have that. But there's something that's keeping me stuck there.
Well, but what's your contribution? Like, what are you wanting to create in your life?
Well, I want to create my business.
What does your business do?
Okay. Well, I have coaching. I do workshops.
What do you coach people to do?
I've been doing like little workshops, small things, nothing major.
Yeah, but on what is it that you? What's your gift? What do you coach people on, Janet?
On how to find the possibilities that I can't find myself.
But this is one of our assumptions, right? Like, this is part of what holds us back. Is like, you know, who am I to be teaching this when I don't feel perfect?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, and that's
the self-doubt. That's the insecurity that holds us back. Here's what I know about you. You have an incredible amount of resources and competence, and in spite of your insecurities and your imperfections, you have a huge contribution to make for people. So what's at stake is people in this world, being able, for them to actually have the confidence and the courage to risk to be able to step in and create the future of their lives, right? It's a lot at stake. I mean, if you think about, you fully unleashed fearless, the number of people that you could impact in your lifetime, the number of people those people's lives touch, the collective momentum that could be generated through you being unleashed, right?
Uh-huh. And I know that
it's enough
that
to tilt the world on its axis, Janet alone, let alone us as a community, let alone women unleashed.
And I know that when I set my mind to it, I can do that, and I do it, and I make a difference. But there are those moments when that lack of confidence and that self-doubt just absolutely creeps in and paralyzes me.
Yeah.
It paralyzes me.
Yeah, and so the assumption is that I need permission. The assumption has been that I need permission from some external source to be able to feel like I'm ready.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's what you're naming. That's great. Awesome work. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks. Let's hear from Mirella. Hi, Mirella. Hi. Go right ahead. What's at stake for you?
Hi.
And where are you in this conversation about confidence?
Well, what's at stake of me is not showing up like I put myself out, like not trusting that I can do it, having to have it all together, having to have it right. A part of it is, it's really weird. There's almost like guilt if I have success. Because of my mother, it's been a long, long run. Like, if I'm, how can I have this when she didn't have it? That was an older one. And then it's just a lot of fear and shame if I blow it, or if I don't come across, or if I can't step up how I need to. And I realize, although I realize they're just stories, those feelings do come up, and I have, I'm challenged, with them all the time. Can I step into, what I want to put out in the world? And after our last segment, what really, really fired me up was something that I was very interested in doing, revitalized programs and retreats, because even with all my knowledge, I've had trouble with self-care and nurturing. I've been good at everyone else. And it's something I want to do, and I realize to do it, I have to step up and do that for myself seriously, this time. And that scares me. What if I can't?
Right. Well, so it's so again, the assumption is unless I'm certain I can, you know, I shouldn't really act.
Yeah, unless I've got my stuff together, and yet, yeah. And when I'm vulnerable, people relate to me, but I'm still scared. I take the risk and I do it, and people love it, and they see me, and I did this amazing class on the weekend called Shine on Camera, and for the first time, you know, they filmed it for a blog professionally that trained us with speaking and everything. It was just amazing. And from 9 bumbling women with incredible potential, we came up the third day with makeup and lighting and having coaching and everything. It was unbelievable. And it was a huge, I can't express it. It was so beautiful just to see all these bumbling women with the same sort of thing, all this potential and all this fear of putting it out there. And what if I look stupid? And being real in and not pretentious or fake and putting themselves out. So it's a beautiful process. I highly recommend trying something like that. It shifted a lot.
That's awesome. Well, and so what you're saying is...
Then the fear came up. Can I step up into these shoes now that I'm going to put this blog and do this? I'm going, oh, my God, there's the fear. What if I don't
get
it myself?
Okay. How many of us can relate to Marilla and how many of us can relate to Janet, right? So I'm waiting for permission. Or I need to kind of have permission to do it from some external source, or I need to feel competent, and I need to feel confident before I should act or take action. Just press 1 on your keypad if you can relate to either of these stories. If this is you, this is where you are. Okay, great. So many hands going up. It's really powerful naming. Marilla, right? And what you're already naming and what you're already seeing, and it sounds like Janet, you know, is seeing the same thing, is just how these assumptions about confidence aren't really accurate or realistic as, you know, the place that we're going to find power to be able to move forward. So thank you. Thank you so much for naming that. Anyone else have a different assumptions about confidence or a different experience with this so far? Just press 1 on your keypad. What's opening up for you or resonating for you? Let's hear from Mary. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
What's resonating for me in terms of confidence, it's funny, using the words competence and confidence, it's almost seems like the same thing, only it really isn't, because in lots of ways I do feel competent in what I do and what I have to share as a nurse and a coach and a box flower practitioner and all of that.
Yeah.
I'm working on a website. I'm working on content for the website. But the content piece is so difficult for me because I am feeling a lack of confidence. And so it's just a strange phenomena. And I think part of it is because I feel confident in who I am. I feel confident in my center. But when I'm asked in a sense of a business, who is my niche market and all of that stuff, I feel a lack of confidence because I think part of me wants to be all things to all people. So that's when I lose my confidence because I'm trying to, I'm not really sure how to articulate this, but it's just coming to me tonight that this is part of my confidence is that I know if I sit and I talk to someone, I feel confident, they hear what I'm saying, we get it and all of that. But in a larger sense, in terms of talking to more people, I get a little freaked out. But I go back to things I've heard you and Catherine say about starting your business. And it wasn't that you started with this thousands of people, that you were starting with a very small group of people that you were working
yeah.
with and building your confidence. And I have to remember that, because as I'm building my website and I'm thinking, okay, I want to keep it simple and I feel confident in that, but it's when I get scared thinking and I look out at the people who are doing these things, like you were saying before, they look like they're so confident, and maybe they're really not. I put that, you know, I have an assumption about their confidence and their competence.
Right.
And it's so, that was so powerful for me to hear that, because I do. It's always easier for me to say, oh my God, they make it look so easy. But I don't know what's
right.
going on for them inside, you know. So anyway, so it's just an interesting place for me to think about the competence and confidence, and maybe it's not so much that I lacked confidence. It's just looking at it in terms of who are the folks I'm working with, and taking smaller bits of the bigger piece, and working with women who have similar issues. And I know that I work very well with them. And so, anyway, I could go
great.
On and on about it. But,
no,
but it's
awesome.
Just, it's,
great to give voice to that.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
So, yeah, thank you.
So let's just take one more share here from Karen.
Hi, Claire.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Well, something really interesting happened to me about a week and a half ago. I've been baking brownies and selling them in my gallery, and then I got them into the local cafe and selling like 100 brownies a week, which is pretty good. And then I was talking to the manager at the grocery store in the city, who, you know, I've already developed like a relationship, because I, in that grocery store, I just know everybody. And he said, we'd like to sell them here in the grocery store. So during the week after he said that, I mean, I was so excited. I thought, well, I'll go and I'll bring him the signs that I already use in the cafe and see if he'd like them. And his voice said, well, what do you mean? Can you, you know, shouldn't you wait, or, you know, find out what they want to do first? And I was like, well, I don't know. Why don't I ask him and just take the signs? And I asked him, and he said, yeah, great. He said it should have American Recipe on it. So I went and I had that detail changed, and I brought the signs, and he, you know, he took them, and he said he loved them. He'd be looking at them. And then I had another idea to, like, make samples of the brownies packaged, like, so we could give them out to customers ahead of time before the brownies are even in the grocery store, to create kind of a demand ahead of time. And, like, as I was doing it, like, wow, what else could I do? But it was part of me that was like, really, Karen, you're doing this? Is this okay? Like, what's going on? And it's been really fun.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really amazing.
But you know, yeah. The question did come up, you know, can I do that? Is that okay?
Well, is that okay? Meaning, like, and the assumption is, like, do I need permission? Do I need validation from people?
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
And there's no one for me to get permission from. You know, I'm creating this business from scratch, and I'm figuring it out as I go along. So I'm just, like, paying attention to my impulses and ideas and following them.
Right. Yeah, so again, you know, this is the kind of question, you know, how do I know if I can? How do I know if I should? We're naming how this shows up as a lived experience for us. Right? And so, you know, how it's been living as, I don't feel certain, so I need permission. Or
right.
I don't need, you know, I don't feel certain, so, you know, therefore, you know, I need to become more competent before I can act.
Right. Right. And I almost let it stop me, you know.
Right.
Wait till he tells me he wants signs, you know, or wait to
right.
ask, you know, what, you know, but instead I thought, no, let's just take what I've got and see. what he thinks, you know? If I have, I had to, like, go over that speed bump, you know, whatever, that confidence, permission bump.
Thank you for voicing that, Karen. Really helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So I see a lot of hands raised, so there's a lot of resonance happening with all of these themes. So it's a big conversation we're going to open up and be in for these next weeks. But let's dive into a process here where we can begin to work with this and look at how we can make some shifts here. So I want to invite you to think about a specific area of your life that you want to take on for the next 30 days. It might be a project. It might be a relationship. It might be an area in which you show up, some area of your life you'd like to have more confidence in. And just take it, just write it down. Just write down clearly what this is and set an intention to be creating a breakthrough here, using this as a site of action, a place to be showing up in these new ways for the next 30 days. And just write it down. We're just going to take a moment just to give you this here, just to set an intention for having a breakthrough. Okay, so there's some steps here I want to share with you to work on as we go through. We're going to kind of go through a process to work with this. So the first place we're going to practice is the foundation for authentic confidence. And developing an unshakable belief or sense of trust in yourself, it's to trust your own inherent value, to believe in or trust your own inherent value, and trust that that life is organizing around your success. So think about the area of your life that you want to be showing up as more confident in. And just notice, where have you been trying to find confidence, or where have you been trying to source confidence from in this area of your life up until now? All right, so think about, you know, reflect on, where have I been trying to source confidence from to be able to show up in this area of my life up until now? And so let's just take a moment, and just I want to invite you to put everything to one side and see if we can find a deeper place here. So just taking a nice deep breath. And breathing all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet, and into the earth. And just connecting with your desires in this area, breathing into the desire that you have. What is it that you most deeply desire to experience in this area of your life? What is it that you most deeply desire to express? And listening and feeling into your desires, what is it that you most deeply desire to create in this area of your life? What do you most deeply desire to contribute? And just moving into a place of listening and just breathing into and I want to invite you to just take a deep breath into the center of these desires. And know that your very existence, that you are conscious and aware of these desires, that your very existence is enough to be worthy of these desires being fulfilled. That these desires are living and awake in you is evidence and undeniable proof of the possibility and power that you have to create the fulfillment in your life. Just say this, my very existence, that I exist, is evidence that I am worthy of these desires being fulfilled. These desires are evidence that I have these desires is evidence that I have the power to fulfill them and bring these forth in my life. And all of life is organizing around my success. See if you can just breathe into this deeper center where you can know and experience right now that all of life is organizing around my success. All right, so the foundation for authentic confidence is actually trusting in the inherent value, just the unconditional inherent value that your existence is proof that you're worthy. If you have these desires, it's evidence that you have the power to bring them forth. That all of life is organizing around your success. So I want to invite you just to step into relating to the desire that you have for what you want to manifest or create. How can I have the confidence? How can I know? How can I have the authentic confidence to be able to act? So this is the foundation here. Can anyone share what opened up for you as you worked with this as a starting point? Anything? Who had a big shift with this in the area that you want to create in? Just press 1 on your keypad. Lita, hi. Go right ahead.
Claire, thank you for calling on me. So I am working on getting my airline financed and started, and it's interesting because when I was setting my intention, it had to do with having a successful and meaningful relationship with a primary investor, of which I've identified at least one, possibly two, that I could meet with in the next 30 to 40 days. And then I started to put the name in, and then I realized, no, don't limit the universe. Just put it out there in terms of an outcome. And then when you started on the little mantra of all of life is organizing around my success, it just really clicked that that was part of the relational force that I need to create so that the energy exudes out of me and I can magnetize that to me. And so that's been a big aha because I'm also, you know, struggling with the one and clearing out a lot of toxicity and stuff and recognizing that my confidence has been holding me back. So it was a good aha moment for me. I have to come from confidence and then it comes from inside. But organizing and drawing in the universe's energy can help me with that tremendously. And I haven't used that to its fullest extent.
That's fantastic. So essentially in this step, what we're doing, so and again, what do you feel is the deeper desires that are there? So in this step, essentially what we're doing is we're aligning with the agenda of our soul and we're aligning with the agenda of life. And in that, there's a way we can be hands-off, right? So it's like there's a force that's driving an acorn to become an oak. There is a force that's driving a rose seed to become a rose. That is, you know, we don't have to control, strategize, or project manage. We just have to create the conditions in which that can come forth. So when we're connecting with our deeper desires and we're connecting with our inherent value, and we're connecting with the life-positive nature of the universe, what we're doing is we're essentially, you know, we're kind of being hands-off in some way. We're aligning with the deeper agenda of our life as opposed to trying to will something with our mind. Does that make
sense?
Can
I ask you a question about
that? That's the shift here with this in terms of, like, listening to our desires as opposed to actually trying to create just with our mind. Yes, go right ahead.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt. So the
yeah.
thing is, it's like how do you have the confidence to let go? Because I think that a lot of us share that challenge. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn, but that's kind of the essence. So, you know, is it just a matter of practice? Is it a matter of belief? Is it a matter
So let go of what?
Well, let go of not drawing in, you know, all that the universe has to give us, to give us that confidence. Like, what holds us back? Because it sounds so simple, and sometimes it is, and we get in our own way. And so that in and of itself keeps us from being confident.
Well, So what are the deeper desires that you have for what you want to experience, to express, to create, to contribute?
Well, I definitely want to be in touch with my self-confidence and allow that to come out, not be afraid of that, not listen to the chatter around me from family or others, knowing that I can instead of believing I can't. And when
But what do you desire to create?
You know, tangibly or spiritually?
Well, when you ask yourself, so what's the area of your life you want to have more confidence in?
Well, I want to be able to project with confidence in my presentations to draw
okay.
in. Yeah.
So in this business venture that you have.
Absolutely.
Great.
That was my purpose
Great.
In the course.
Beautiful. So I love that. And so let's think about, so you know, you're a woman on a mission and you're up to big things and you have a big vision. So when you think about the airline, you think about what you want to create through that. If you connect with yourself and you move into a place of listening and you ask yourself the question, what do I most deeply desire to experience, to express, to create, to contribute in the area of this business venture? What happens when you ask yourself that?
And you drop into listening.
You drop into listening as opposed to thinking about it.
Got it. Okay.
Right? If you drop into listening as opposed to thinking about it.
Okay.
And you ask yourself, what is it that I most deeply desire to experience, to express, to create, to contribute in this area of my life? And just breathing, taking your attention inside yourself and listening to that.
Okay.
What do you hear? What do you get?
Oh, well, I mean, I'm committed to introducing a new labor management model into making the workplace the fun place.
So I hear this in your mind. Like, what is it that you get when you listen in terms of desires? Most deeply desire. So take a breath, connect with your body. What do you most deeply desire to experience, to express, to create?
Well,
yeah.
Love and respect in the workplace. Positive experiences versus negative experiences.
Beautiful. So what I'm saying is, so connect to that felt sense inside of you, of those desires. Can you feel that? Can you connect with that felt sense?
Yeah, no, I mean, I start vibrating.
Okay, great. So connect with that felt sense. So what I'm saying is, what we can have confidence in, what we can actually have faith in, what we can believe in, is that your very existence is worthy enough for these desires to be fulfilled, that you have these desires, that you have this felt sense of desire and creative impulse. But that's evidence of the power and possibility that you have of succeeding. Right? Like, what can we believe in and know for sure? What can you know for sure without any doubt? What you can know for sure without any doubt is that you exist and have these desires inherently means you are worthy of them and you have the power to fulfill them. Can you feel that in your body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And that you can feel and know, like, all of life is organizing around your success. We don't know what form it's going to manifest in. You know, you might have a plan, but you can absolutely know and believe in and feel an unshakable confidence in the fact that you have this felt sense. You can actually believe in your worthiness and your own power and the support of life to bring them forth. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it makes a lot of sense.
Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Right? So this is the foundation. Like, I know I can succeed here. I know that I have the power to do this because I exist, because I have these desires, because I know all of life is organizing around me to fulfill them, even though I can't see it or I might not have evidence for it. That's the foundation by which I can have unshakable confidence and know for sure, right? Like, I must have the power. I must have the power if I have these desires. I must be worthy if I have these desires. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That? Beautiful. So this is the foundation.
Thank you.
Powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody, can you get that? Just press 5 on your keypad if you can feel that. It's like, you know, what we're wanting to connect with here at the foundation is just that, you know, the felt sense I have of the desire for all that I want to experience, the felt sense that I have of this, you know, I can believe in, I can trust in and know that I'm worthy of it. Like because that is present, I know I am worthy and I know that I have the power to fulfill it, even though I can't see how. Okay, great. So this is the foundation. So the next step, what we want to work with in terms of sourcing authentic confidence, the second step is radical self-honesty. Right? So it's how do we know if we are competent enough to succeed? How do we know if we are competent enough to succeed? Well, you know, it comes down to cultivating a practice of being radically honest with ourselves. So when we feel insecurity, when we feel fear, we can begin to reflect and ask ourselves some questions. Well, what's really the truth about my current level of competence in this area? What's really the truth about my growing edge? And so, you know, I think what's really important here has to do with cultivating an ability to see ourselves clearly. And, you know, one of the things that has been challenging about the self-esteem movement in the last couple of decades is, it's been a positive attempt to move away from the unhealthy ways that we shame ourselves and shame others, is where, you know, we have, you know, in culture, there's been the development of this idea of, you know, we're all good and worthy regardless of our performance. So, you know, this is a context in the culture where everybody wins a ribbon in the race, right? If you're a parent, you might be familiar with this. And so, you know, the shadow of that is that we have in many ways lost an ability to honestly self-reflect and be able to assess accurately when our performance is good or where we need to improve. And somehow, you know, this is not everybody, but there's a way that we are somehow frightened of reflecting on places that we're not competent because we fear that it means something overall about the possibility. So we kind of have this problem where we overestimate ourselves or we underestimate ourselves, right? So this is really one of the great challenges, right? So it's and most of us do both of those things at the same time. So I guess a question I would ask you is, you know, where, you know, in this area of your life that you're wanting to have more confidence in, how can you be radically self-honest about your current ability? You know, where are the ways that you have maybe been underestimating your competence in your ability to step forth? And, you know, or equally at the same time or oppositely, where have you been overestimating your ability in a way that has maybe created a blind spot for you? And so, you know, your lack of confidence is really coming because you don't really have the competence or the skills or the resources that you would need for success. Right? So so I will frequently, when I kind of, if I just share for myself personally, this has been a practice for many years, and you know, I really love doing a great job on things, but you know, I will often not feel like I did a great job on things, and it doesn't mean that I can't. It just, you know, it's actually just important for my, you know, to be able to grow in in authentic competence, which will in turn lead to more confidence. You know, there is a relationship between our competence and our confidence in certain areas. But it all comes from, like, where authentic confidence comes from, it's actually our ability to be radically self-honest, right? Like, because that's where we can begin to trust ourselves. We can begin to trust ourselves to see clearly where we have more abilities, and we can trust ourselves to see where we have growing edges. And in that, we can be leaning into those growing edges and engaging in the kind of development and accessing the resources that we're going to need to be successful. So the confidence really comes from our ability to accurately and honestly self-reflect and be self-referenced and get an accurate read on where we are. So let's just take a moment and try and do this. In this area of our lives, just taking a moment just to take a deep breath. With nothing to fear, with nothing to hide, just turning towards, and if we're really accessing our most competent, capable self that can reflect objectively, what's the truth about your competence and your capacity to create success in this area of your life? You know, and what's the truth about where your growing edges are, right? See those clearly, just writing those down for a moment. Okay, so who can share with us what you discovered in taking this lens of radical self-honesty? Just press 1 on your keypad. Radical self-honesty, right? Where do I overestimate myself? Where do I underestimate myself? Just press 1 on your keypad if you can share. What's the truth about my competence? What's the truth about my growing edges? Just press 1 on your keypad. Anyone who hasn't shared tonight yet? Let's see here. Let's hear from Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Hi, good. What do you see through the lens of radical self-honesty? What's the area of your life you're wanting to have more confidence in?
Well, you know, I've been struggling with health issues and everything for a long time, and I really want to get out of where I am because I feel like it's kind of a place where I think if I don't break out of it, I'm not going to be able to heal and move on and do the things that I want to do in my life. So I really have been trying to make steps towards doing that. But in doing that, I find myself questioning a lot of things back and forth that I do. And because I've been in this situation now of feeling weaker for quite a while, it's harder to think of myself as being stronger. And when I do see the image of myself when I was just very independent and I, you know, had my house and job and, you know, loved what I did and very active, that I can feel the confidence of, yes, I can be that independent. And then sometimes I think I start to feel overconfident with that. And then I have to try to peel back and be a little more honest. Well, how much of that could I really do now on my own? And is it that I can't do it, or that I'm just now I don't have the confidence to do it because I haven't done it for so long? So, you know, trying to find that, what the truth in that is, I think this will really help me try to negotiate with, you know, my inner self and find out where I'm, you know, kind of not being as honest with myself, or being too scared to do something that I should just go forward with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so where do you overestimate your, where do you underestimate yourself and your competence, and where do you overestimate it? And, you know, where you have a growing edge that you're not addressing?
Well, I think I overestimate in my ability to be totally independent.
Mm-hmm.
Because I still have that image of myself.
Right.
From my life, even though it's not quite accurate or not even accurate now, I still feel like that person at times. So then
right.
I think that I can do more than I can do, or I try to take on more than I can do, and then I end up not being able to do any of it. And then I start feeling like, well, then I can't do anything. And that's the opposite side of being, you know, wrong. It's then I'm really underestimating myself.
Right. So what happens when you can see yourself clearly and you see yourself with radical self-honesty? Like, what shifts in your experience?
Well, what I've found, at least so far, you know, before being able to incorporate more of this, is that if I just don't try to think through things, that if I just stop and I, you know, like breathe or do a little meditation and just relax more into myself, and then just say, okay, I'm not going to expect anything of myself. I'm just going to do. And then I found that I'm not limiting myself and I'm not over, you know, trying to extend myself. I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure there's a better way to do that.
So what happens is when you're able to accurately reflect, what you're going to discover is that you have more competence than you think, and you're also going to become aware of where your blind spots are in a way that's going to enable you to have more, you know, access more resources. Right? So it's like where you want to look at, well, where are my growing edges and how can I access more resources? So again, the net result of that, when you're aware, more aware of where your strengths are and where you're aware of where you need to access more help and you take action on that, that's going to, like when you're out of self-deception, that actually lead, wherever you are in the competence scale, being related to the reality of that is the place where you're going to find authentic confidence, right? There's nothing to be afraid of in confronting your growing edges, because all you're doing is dealing with the reality of those growing edges, right? So we can prop ourselves up with a big story about ourselves, but it actually doesn't, like, that's where the kind of the insecurity, like, you know, the insecurity that's real comes from the fact that we, you know, we have missing resources and missing skills that we need to address. And, you know, by facing and embracing the confidence that we already do have, the competence that we already do have, and becoming more aware of that, that in turn strengthens us, right? So it's
right.
Like this is the second step here, and, you know, this is why we always want to be in reality with where we are and not trying to prop ourselves up. And we also, you know, we want to be in reality about, you know, recognizing the fact that we have more skills and more resources than we can think in our moments where we're insecure. Right? So this is
right.
a powerful
and I'm
practice.
Actually, and I'm in a place, and I'm in a place with family who's always telling me I can't do any of it. So...
Right. So then you want to be, so this is where we want to be, you know, you want to kind of be radically honest and become self-referenced. And what is it that I see when I do an inventory here? What's true? What's true? What's real? Where are my growing edges? You know, I'm not going to be in, you know, and that I have growing edges doesn't mean that I can't, you know, it just means I might need more resources, more time, and you just push into it, right? But it's a powerful practice.
Right.
How many of you can see that? You get access to the second point. Just press 5 on your keypad if you're really getting this. You got this. Okay.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much, Jackie. Appreciate that.
Thank
That's fantastic. Awesome. Great. So these are practices that we can work with, but it's powerful. So so the third practice is to, it's actually something to really stop doing, which is stop comparing ourselves to others and really trusting in the power of your own path and your own unique contribution. So most of us will habitually compare ourselves to others in two very distinct ways. Pretty much all of us have a story about where we are superior to others and a story about where we are inferior to others. And, you know, the place that we want to get to has to do with really trusting that there's no competition in being ourselves, that we have a unique destiny, we have a unique path, we have a unique contribution, and that our success is only measured by, you know, our ability to, you know, wholeheartedly pursue that. You know, one of the things that's been a really powerful experience for me over the last 5 years is getting to know some extremely powerful women who have, you know, who are, you know, extraordinary women leaders, a lot of the women that we have in our guest faculty, or on our different online series or programs or teachers who are kind of once-in-a-generation talents and, you know, have impacted millions of people. And, you know, it's only millions and millions and millions of people. And it's really been it's been a really kind of interesting experience for me going through a process of looking at, well, you know, where do I find my own confidence in relationship to others or in relationship to women who have more success, who have more impact? And I think that it's really in this. I mean, I really found it in this that I don't need to assert that I am, you know, I am better or I am less than. I know that, you know, what it's about, you know, the kind of measure and where I can feel confident is in my wholehearted commitment to really pursue and serve to the best of my ability with the gifts that I have, and that my own contribution is unique and there's no competition. You know, the game that we are partners in playing is the game of fully being ourselves. And I can feel a peership, even, you know, with somebody who's, you know, who is up to that same game of wholehearted commitment to be serving, regardless of what our different contributions might look like. You know, I can find a sense of confidence in, you know, however big or small relatively my contribution, my audience is, that my own pathway is unique. So so what are the ways in this area of your life you have been comparing yourself to others? what have been the stories that you have been inside of about where you are better than or less than or even both at the same time? Okay, so, and then look at, well, what would it be for me to trust and know? What is my unique path and my contribution? There's no competition in me being myself, that success for me here looks like my wholeheartedness, my wholehearted pursuit. That I can feel confident in my own value. I can feel a sense of esteem in the wholeheartedness with which I pursue my own unique contribution, knowing that my path and my destiny is unique and cannot be compared with anyone else's. There aren't any numbers or any metrics that I need to hit. To be worthy, there's no one else's career or contribution that I need to measure myself against. There's just a wholehearted pursuit. With my own contribution here. Who can open up and share what unlocked for you in this step? Just press, I'm just going to put everybody's hands down, just press 1 on your keypad. Mary, hi, go right ahead.
I just want to say thank you so much. I have been working through a lot of this stuff for so long and working with you guys in different programs, and tonight's call has been so powerful for me because it really does speak to the heart and the love, and it's that place where I think as women, I'm not sure, I'm speaking for myself, but where we just want to give and love and embrace and heal and help and do all those things, and then how do we do that at the same time when we're questioning and having all these doubts and concerns, and I'm thinking, how can you feel so doubtful when all you're doing is loving and caring? And so it's just so wonderful for me to be, talk about giving oneself permission. It goes back to just loving. It's okay to just love for the sake of loving and wanting to help for the sake of wanting to help and having it be heartfelt. And so when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about, oh, what am I going to write in my website and all this stuff? It's like how, it's nothing more than just loving and wanting to be a healing presence for people. And
yeah.
And not comparing who I am to someone else's ability to do that. And so
right.
Thank you so much. It was powerful.
Thank you, Mary.
It was wonderful.
Thank you.
It's all about the love.
Thank you. Let's see, Peach has her hand raised too. Hi.
Oh, hi. I met Mary, and Mary, thank you so much for what all you have contributed. When it comes to comparison, I think that that's probably my biggest setback, is that I do a lot of comparison, and yet at the same time, you know, it's very confusing for me because I realize a lot of strengths that I have and contributions as well as hearing it from other people. And my biggest challenge is really just, I guess, getting out of that comparison mode. and realizing that everything I know I have so much to offer because of feedback that I've had in the past of who I am and, you know, what I've done in the past. But it's just getting over that hump of comparison, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
It really can set me back. I'm looking through some of my notes here and, you know, talking about, you know, succeeding and contributions. I have so much of that to offer and people accept it, but yet I find a block there because I see myself as just comparing, you know, that, and it's, a lot of it is self-doubt too. And how to overcome that.
Right. Well, so, you know, so that's, you know, kind of part of where the step is looking at, well, what if that is real? You know, where do you have really, and where, you know, what is imagined? Like, where do you actually have more confidence than you think you do?
And you know, Claire, the word that you used is imagined, you know, that I know I imagine a lot of that, but it's coming, it's getting over that hump of imagining that
yeah.
seems to stifle me, okay? Because I know my strengths, and it's not just from knowing from other people, it's just from knowing from what I produced and feeling confident and confident in. But yet it's, you know, there's this dilemma there for me in order to move forward in what I'm trying to aspire to be.
Well, what are your growing edges? Where do you need to grow and develop yourself? And where do you actually have even more competence than you currently imagine?
Well, I need to grow in terms of the certainty. Okay, because I'm going into a new field, but yet it's interconnected with something that has a lot of strength. I'm a nurse, and that's how I know Mary, and we came across the same group, and that I have so much, you know, strength and confidence as a nurse in what I can contribute and what I can do, and, you know, and the results I get, and then I'm moving into health coaching. And yet there's a lot of certainty there because it's a new field and I don't want to combine the two in a sense that, you know, I can't, and how can I say this? I don't want to be looked at as a nurse in terms of liability and
here's my coaching for you. Here's what I want you to distinguish
mm-hmm.
for yourself, right? Which is, you know, how much to be able to be radical, because, you know, recognizing that emotionally we tend to overestimate how much competence that we need to be able to act, and we underestimate as women our own existing competence. And, you know, at the same time, you know, we both overestimate and we underestimate our competence. We rarely see ourselves just clearly.
Mm-hmm.
So where I'm going to say, where you're going to find your power, you know, has to do when you can clearly self-reflect and see, you know, where do I have strengths where I can contribute right now? And, you know, where are my growing edges? Where do I need to grow in my competence? And how can I get the resources and support to do that?
All right.
Right?
Perfect.
So seeing yourself clearly is that, you know, and facing places where you might not be confident in a clear, honest way.
Mm-hmm.
will actually increase your confidence because you're in reality.
Perfect. I get
right?
it.
Right? You're
mm-hmm.
in reality. You're
mm-hmm.
in reality. So part of it is, you know, what we do is we either overestimate or we underestimate, what we need to do is radically see ourselves and be honest. So we're in reality of it, and wherever that is fine. We're going to have much more confidence by being honest with ourselves than we do trying to prop ourselves up. You know, and likewise, if we're honest with ourselves, what we're going to see are areas in which we actually have more competence than we imagine or than we estimate. And what we're going to usually find are places where we have blind spots, where we have less competence than we imagine. And so by addressing that and being honest with ourselves, we can be in reality. That's actually going to give you, like, that kind of ability to be self-honest and see yourself clearly, like, that's really where unshakable self-trust comes from.
Ah, that's perfect.
Right? Like, that's where we know we can trust ourselves.
I feel that.
Because the insecurity is, I can't trust myself. I can't trust what I feel. Right? So much of it comes from that. So that's what we want to cultivate here. Okay?
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paige. Awesome. Thank you. And so finally, the final step that we're going to be working with in this session has to do with giving up the need for certainty to act. Right? So one of our assumptions in the old masculine paradigm of power has been that, you know, to feel competent, we need to be certain. And if we're uncertain, that it means that we don't know. And the truth is that most of the time, when it comes to things that are of a nature of our higher creative potentials or our gifts or creating things that have never been before in the world or intimacy or love, like the things that are in the realm of the yearnings and desires that we have as women in the time that we're living in, the truth is that that we don't know the way. And the truth is that we don't have all of the answers. And the truth is we're not certain because we are forging things that have never been before. And so, you know, when we're navigating this realm of self and spiritual actualization, power is actually in receptivity as opposed to certainty, right? Confidence is in receptivity as opposed to certainty. So receptivity is the ultimate place of power in the feminine, which is, it's actually this place of not knowing, but wanting to know, being curious, wondering, being an inquiry. So the shadow of certainty is uncertainty. The kind of disempowered version of certainty is uncertainty, where we don't know the answers in a way that's a problem and in a way that we are shut down from our power to discover, from our power to grow, from our power to evolve. So uncertainty is very different from where we can find our own authentic confidence as we're navigating on the edge of things, where we're in this place of not knowing, but wanting to know, being curious, wondering, being open. So I want to invite you to step into this place of receptivity in this area of your life that you are creating and manifesting and are wanting to have more confidence in. So I want to invite you just to, well, and we're going to do a process here just to end the session today, where we are going to move from uncertainty into, where we're going to move it from uncertainty into receptivity, right? So this is kind of like where we're where we're disempowered with not knowing, to where we can actually find our power and confidence even though we don't know. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side, just end here, and I want to invite you just to feel in your body where you feel any uncertainty in the area of your life you're wanting to have more confidence in. Where you feel any uncertainty about, you feel insecurity, you feel fear, ultimately uncertainty. And see if you can name and just give voice to all the things that you don't know. I don't know how this, I don't know that, I don't know that. I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know the other thing. Just writing it down. What are all the things that you don't know that are creating fear or creating anxiety for you? Just writing them down. And just taking a moment just to feel loving kindness to the part of yourself that's feeling uncertain, that's feeling afraid. And I want to invite you just to take a moment, just to take a deep breath. And notice at the same time these deeper desires that you have, that you're holding, of all that you want to experience, to express, to create, to contribute. Knowing that you are hands off, you are aligning your agenda with the agenda of your soul, that you have these desires is evidence of your worthiness to fulfill them. That all of life is organizing around your success. And that you can let go of needing to be certain and let go of needing to control. Be able to fulfill on these desires. Instead, you can step into being radically self-honest and see the places where you have cultivated what you need to fulfill on these desires. You can see your growing edges and the places that you need to generate support, knowing you have the power to do that. You can know that your success is yours alone and not to be measured in comparison to anyone else's. And from this you can let go and move into receptivity and listen. And move into wonder and curiosity. And turn these things, these statements of things that you don't know, into questions you can live with and you can wonder about, and just reframe them as questions. I wonder how I might. I wonder how I could. I wonder what it is that is wanting to be created. I wonder how I might get more skillful. I wonder how I might create the resources to do this. And so you know you are creating and you are in receptivity when you are listening, when you are wondering, when you are curious. And what's going to start to happen from this place of receptivity is a whole other order of knowing, of wisdom, of capacities, of skills. Will begin to open up for you. It's like a portal of creative power begins to open up when we're willing to sit there with humility knowing that we don't need to know, we don't need to be certain to be able to have the power to act. And we don't need to shut down and collapse into the terror of uncertainty. We can stand powerfully empty-handed, open-hearted, deeply connected to ourselves, deeply connected to life, not knowing, wanting to know, curious. Totally confident and trusting. In ourselves and the support that we have for life. And I want to invite you just to imagine you showing up in this area of your life in this way. Receptive, open, connected. Feeling the fear, being self-honest, reflecting, showing up, stepping forward, stepping out, empty-handed, wholehearted, powerful. So this is the final step. So we are in an inquiry together for these coming weeks. I want to invite you to go ahead and post online what it is that is opening up for you in the session. And I want to invite you to just begin showing up in your life and taking forward and working with these practices. So thank you so much, everybody. We're going to just join our voices and unmute the lines and say goodbye. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you. Great session. Thank you.
Very much.
That was wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Love you.
Perfect.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks, everybody. Much love.